This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The fate of the professional hockey season is still uncertain. The National Hockey League is scheduled to announce today whether the season will be scrapped. The players' union and league officials were deadlocked during weeks of negotiations, but have made some progress over the last 24 hours. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman is covering this developing story. And Tom, what's the status of these talks?
Madeline, right now it appears to be over dollars. Significantly this week, the two sides broke down major philosophical differences. The owners agreed not to link player salaries to revenues, and players finally agreed to a salary cap, something they've hated for many years. And so it became a numbers game. Right now, the owners have proposed a contract with a salary cap of $42.5 million per team. They say that's their final offer. The players have come back, and they're offering $49 million. Now, publicly, that's where they seem to have stopped, but some insiders are saying NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, as we speak, may be bumping up his final offer, so the onus will be on the union to accept or reject that number. Now, there's going to be a lot of howling if they scuttle the entire season because they can't agree on dollar amounts of the salary cap, because I mentioned they got rid of those philosophical differences. But both sides obviously believe those dollar amounts are critical.
Well, as soon as you can tell, how close are these two sides to an agreement?
You know, it's hard to know. I wish I were in negotiations. As we say, they may be doing it right now. But the fact that this week they did what they'd been unwilling to do for months, even years, as I said, the owners abandoning linkage between revenues and salaries and the players abandoning their strong opposition to a salary cap, you could say because of that they were closer than ever.
Well, you know, they were deadlocked for so long. Why have they made so much progress so recently?
Good question, and some players have publicly complained, saying, why didn't they do this 7 months ago? Well, both knew how damaging it'll be to cancel an entire season, and that's what Gary Bettman is prepared to do in very soon today. Now, both sides have already lost buckets of money by having the lockout drag on for 5 months. They'll lose even more if the season's canceled, obviously in the hundreds of millions of dollars, but the hit to hockey's image may be the most important factor. In recent years, the sport has tried with expanding and TV deals to break into the big time of pro sports in North America. Particularly in the U.S., they want to compete with basketball, baseball, and football. But hockey can't. I mean, in the U.S. at least, it's a regional kind of niche sport. There are pockets of passion, but even pockets of, even bigger pockets of indifference toward hockey. And you know, now all those who never accepted the sport will look and say, see, they can't even manage their business. Marginal fans, maybe even hardcore fans, could be driven away because of the ugliness of this whole process, and especially if it ends in cancellation.
And I understand if it does end, it would be the first time that's happened to a major sport in North America. But why hockey?
Absolutely. Well, for some of the reasons I've already said, the last decade, hockey expanded to 30 teams, and that's probably too much expansion. There wasn't enough support for that big a league. You know, revenues from attendance and TV deals weren't great, and there were no real restrictions on player salaries, like salary caps in the National Football League and the National Basketball Association. So salaries outpace revenues, and owners say it's gotten way out of hand. You know, hockey, as a result of these factors, hockey has found itself in big trouble.
All right, NPR's Tom Goldman, thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline.